There were long faces as Lieutenant Colonel Aristotle Bundy said in a quiet voice, "It's become painfully obvious that I've developed into a liability to the mission. I'm no longer able to fulfill the requirements of my position. So this morning I requested a transfer back to Safe Harbor, where I'll resign my commission." His eyes glistened with moisture, and his were not the only ones. Sergeant Major Reverend Pelletier, Bundy's best friend, let out a choking gasp as tears rolled down his face. He'd known this was coming. Bundy had deteriorated quickly after the task force left 45, the Buffalo Planet. He hadn't even made planetfall during the next two missions, and he'd been bedridden for much of the transit to the third, leaving Rev the de facto commander of the Marine Ground Force. No matter how much Bundy had insisted that he was staying with the unit, he just couldn't go on. Still, it hurt Rev to see his friend like this. Bundy was, well, Bundy. He'd been in his 60s when he enlisted back during the Centaur War after the death of his wife. Still middle-aged, but boot camp wasn't designed for middle-aged, out-of-shape men. Yet he'd persevered, not only to make it through training, but also to become a direct combat marine. It didn't stop there. He was the only one from their recruit class to get commissioned, and he'd become the finest officer Rev had ever known. And now he was dying, a victim of Wiseland syndrome, the rot. Rev stood up and walked to Bundy, breaking all sorts of rank protocol, and put his arms around his friend. His tears fell on the shorter man's shoulders, while Bundy's tears soaked through Rev's utility blouse. "You get back there and let the docs deal with it. Navy medicine's come a long way since we came in, you know." Bundy sniffed. His arms slowly came around Rev and he held him tight. "Not that far," he said almost in a whisper. "Bullshit. They're getting a grasp on it, Bundy. You know that. Don't give up." Bundy sniffed again, but more assertively. "I won't. The Reaper will have to drag me kicking and screaming." "That's more like it," Rev said, giving the CO one last squeeze before stepping back. Tomiko was waiting her turn. She and Rev had been with Bundy from the day they'd stepped on the yellow footprints at boot camp. "I'm not leaving yet," Bundy said. "I just wanted to let you know before it became common knowledge." Tomiko ignored him and eased into her own hug while Rev went back to his seat to give them a little privacy. The two of them might have known Bundy the longest, but each of the company's eight other Marine SNCOs wanted their moment with the CO. Tomiko returned to sit next to Rev, taking his hand in hers. There was a pointed silence between them, though, as Strap had his words with Bundy. Tomiko was the only one there who knew Rev's own numbers were rising. If Bundy's condition had accelerated so quickly, what did Rev's future hold? And unlike Bundy, who was a volunteer, this was a lifetime assignment for Rev. As an exile, there was no returning to the Union to seek advanced medical care. Bundy was visibly tiring, but he had a quiet word with each of them, then half collapsed into the seat at the head of the conference table. "Like I said, I'm not leaving tomorrow. After this meeting, I'll inform the Wahoo's CO that I'll be returning with them. So you'll have to put up with me for 3 more weeks. The others gave 2 enthusiastic laughs. It hadn't been that funny, but it was a relief to have something, anything, to break the mood.
"Does Niguna know?"
Kelly asked. "I wanted to tell you first, but I'll inform her today. She'll want to know how that's going to affect the mission, who'll be in charge and all of that." Several sets of eyes turned toward Rev. Normally another officer would step up, but after 45, there were no officers. "That'll be you, Rev," Bundy said. "And while I hate to curse you with the daily meetings, I'm afraid you'll be going to those as of today." Rev grunted. He hated the circle jerk the meetings with the civilian and Navy side had become. He'd been to more than a few as Bundy's health had started to fail. But if he could spare the CO and let the man rest, then he'd gladly attend them. "At least for a while,"